Should be double extra time. She's had the years, she's had the wobbles. Can she win it for me?
Well, the Suncorp Super Netball begins tomorrow, 5 p.m. The Swifts, they'll be in action. And the skipper's on the line, Abby McCullough. Good morning, Abby.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
No, not a problem at all. Excited the new competition's about to kick off.
Yeah, we're actually thrilled. We can't wait for it to kick off tomorrow. We've been at training since November, so we can't wait to get that all behind us and get into the game.
We didn't mean to bring up all those bad memories of that losing grand final, Abby. That wasn't my idea, okay?
Okay, I believe you. It actually sucks looking back on that. I've played in 3 grand finals now and lost all 3, so I'm hoping this year we can change that and we can get a win.
All right. Yeah. Did you feel the comp? We're looking forward to this comp. Did you feel it had to be regenerated?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the new comp that we've got now, it gives our younger players a lot more opportunity to crack the big time. So getting rid of those New Zealanders is allowed for that, and we've added 3 new teams.
Wow.
So it's really exciting, and we can't wait to see what those younger talents have to offer.
No big rap on the Kiwis, obviously.
I'm smacking the Kiwis straight up there.
Well, I think it'll be good for international netball to separate the two. It gives them time to focus on their netball and us to focus on ours. And
right.
When New Zealand and Australia come together, it's going to be epic.
Okay.
How hard has it been? You've split last year's team into basically 2 teams. You've got Giants netball v the Swifts. Obviously, you're still friends and whatnot, but the one team has now been split into 2.
Yeah, we probably won't be friends tomorrow night, but at the moment we're all friendly. So it's been hard because we lost quite a few players and they went over to the second Sydney team. But we've recruited really well. We've got a lot of young players that have come from all over the world, from Trinidad, Tobago, England, Adelaide. So I think we've done a pretty good job in recruitment and we'll give them a red hot crack tomorrow.
The competition's changed, but quite clearly the competitive nature will be at the very pointy end as it was. And you expect the support that you got last year, will that be split? Because you guys had, it seemed like you had the whole town behind you. Now we've got to split that allegiance.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. I think there's a lot of people sitting on the fence, and whoever wins tomorrow, I think people will deviate in that direction. So hopefully we'll get the win and we'll get the town behind us again. But it's going to be really interesting to see what the colour differential in the crowd is. Is everyone going to be in red or are they going to be in orange? I'm not sure.
Abby, I reckon that is such a Sydney thing. You know, the loyalty goes to the club that's winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it happened in the Big Bash, because the Sixers won in the first year. A lot more people went to the pink. Now that the Thunder have won a few games, everyone's going back towards the green.
Yeah.
Who's the big brother in the relationship? Because this is always a touchy one for the little brother.
Yeah, I know. It's really interesting. I'd like to say we're the big brother. We've been around for quite a long time in comparison. Clearly, we've been around for 20 years. They've been around for 1. We're aligned with the Sydney Swans, who have been around for a lot longer than GWS Giants. So I'd like to say we're the big brother in the relationship, but I'm sure they would not like to hear that.
Yeah. No, I guarantee you they won't. That will make headlines, what you've just said then.
So is there a chance you morph into a Swans team?
I think we'll just focus on our netty. I'm not sure how good we are with the AFL football, but we'll get behind the Swans this year and hopefully they can have a good win as well.
Right.
Abby, with the Australian team, I think you've just been away. I'm not sure if you were on the tour, but you had another successful tour with the Australians. Obviously, that big rivalry against New Zealand is something we all look forward to every year in the sporting calendar. But do you think this competition will strengthen that team?
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't away on tour, but we had one of our players, my teammate Paige Hadley, she was away on the tour. And
yeah, sure.
Australia have been really dominant at the international level as of recent years, as with the World Cup win, the Commonwealth Games gold medal. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see what this new comp does for that. I think, as I said before, I think the New Zealand talent is just going to get stronger by playing in their own separate league. So when we see them on the Gold Coast in 2018, I think it's going to be a very close contest for that gold medal at the Comm Games.
Now that Shani Layton's gone, who's going to lead the party scene?
It's actually quite funny. We're all pretty mellow, but if I had to pick someone, I'm going to go with Maddie Proud. She's from Adelaide. She's a young mid-quarter, and she's a bit lively in comparison to the rest of us. So if anyone was leading it, it's definitely her.
Good on you. We look forward to it. Terrific that it's going to be coverage on free-to-air TV. It's on Gem.
Yeah.
All right? So you've got to remember that. But we're fighting for territory here, Abby, so we wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Abby McCullough there, the Swift skipper, up against GWS.
Mm.
And GWS, in a very short period of time, they've got the premiership favourites for the flag.
Yeah.
They've got an AFL team in the women's comp as well, and now a netball comp. But Abby's going to be hoping to bring their flag down tomorrow. The Giants, $1.20. The New South Wales Swifts, $4.25. Yeah. So rank outsiders.